agali kakabe njala efe mkama atuwade mmele eye mmele efamu guru kale chigambo cha sanyo kubanga gori ya nokuta nga wali ya balalaba fe njala chigambo cha sanyo kubanga gonywa nonywa nonywa enyota ne kugwako atenga nebyo kunywa bichariwo nengeri ya nonye byo kunywa ngatalina kale kwa kuba kalulule yongera yo katono nengalo nga mukama tumwebaza olotuwe vyo kule viva mkuru. Haleluya. Wetu liroko wansi.
You can get seated.
Ulinyali ya mkama fe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Tegeke chitabo cho.
Prepare your book.
Ne pen yo.
Your pen.
No mtima go.
Your heart.
Ne Bible yo.
Your Bible.
Manze chigambo cha katonda.
Welcome the word of God.
Ukuita mutume na Hope Witness.
Through Apostle na Hope Witness.
Amuno msumba Sam Bosa.
And Pastor Sam Bosa.
Nyongere yo mingi ya mkama fe
Yesu. Take us forth in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Welcome the word
of God.
Through
a personal hope witness. Pastor Sam Bosa.
Praise
the Lord Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives?
Burundi.
Is life good?
Amen.
Amen.
What
about your body?
Is anyone
sick among you? Let's see your hand up if
you're sick.
No, let's first pray for the sick.
Stretch your
hands onto the sick.
You
can pray for
them. Tata kugenda okubanga tutula okuulira ekigambo kyo naye kitufuula ab'eddembe nga mu Yokaana 15 bagamba nti muli balamu oba mufuuse baddembe olw'ekigambo kye muwulidde taata nga tubuulira enjiri ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda Bayibuli egamba nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda sikulya na kunywa naye ekigambo n'amaanyi ssebo nga twogera ekigambo kyo leka abantu bano bawonyezebwe mu mwoyo nga bagenda okuwonyezebwa okuggibwa mu geyena n'okuggibwa mu kuzikirira n'emibiri gyabwe n'omubiri gwo n'omusaayi gw'obulamu bwabwe gutukuzibwe kuonyezibwe batizibwe obujja Bayibuli yegamba nti abatume baabuliranga enjiri abantu baagendanga mu maaso n'okuwona sebo omwoyo omutukuvu oli mukozi wamu naffe nga bwe kyandikwa mu Bakoliiso esula ey'omukaaga nga tubuulira ekigambo owonye abalwadde owonye abanafu abakozimbi obawe amaanyi obawe obulamu obujjudde era obutuukiridde kubanga mukama waffe Yesu wagamba wajja tubeere n'obulamu n'obulamu obujjudde era obutuukiridde omwoyo omutukuvu kulukutambulamu bwabwe ng'emige egy'amazzi amalamu nga mu Yokaana 7:37 paka 7:9 bawonyezebwe mbagirawo mu linnya lya mukama waffe Yesu amin. Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mbuliza ku muganda w'oyo mugambe
kitaffe
atulinze mu ggulu.
Our Father is waiting for us in heaven.
Ole ekisoboka oleme okubulira mu nsi
eno. Do everything possible not to get lost in this world.
Tulinze ali eyo.
He's waiting for us. He's up there.
Naffe mu sala tugamba nti kitaffe ali mu ggulu.
We too in the prayer we say our Father is in heaven.
Bali ffe abaana nga tuli ku nsi eno.
We the children on this world.
Tukola ekisoboka kyonna tuddeyo waka.
We do all things possible to get home back.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mugambe ne kino.
Tell them even this.
Tugenda kulaba ku lugendo lw'eggulu otuzzaayo waka.
We are going to see the journey of heaven to take us home.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We are going
to see the journey of heaven.
And
by name and
voice,
Apostle and Hope
Witness,
together with Pastor Bosa,
and
our Bible reader, Pastor
Robina.
We love
you all. You
who desire to see God passing through the Holy Book,
the
Book of the Saints. And just as we told by the Spirit in Isaiah
34:16,
look in the book of the Lord and read. For the mouth of the Lord gathered, the Spirit of the Lord gathered.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We thank Him, God.
For
even though we've come to check in His holy book,
abaana be ab'omukika kye
ekitukuvu.
Yesu
yebazibwayatugamba mu Efeso esula y'okubiri 19tetukyali bayiseuli ba mu nyumba ya Katondauli ba mukika kitukuvuyesu yebazibwanaye yatusindikira ekitabo ekitukuvu tulyoke tumanye ebyekika ekitukuvu era ngaewaffe mu ggulu so tugenda mu lugendo lw'eggulu neera
lugendo lwange naawe simanyi oba omanyi nti
lulwo
olugendo lw'eggulu
obusi
kuno tuli bayise
okusinziira
mu balekaana mu pita ekisooka essuula esooka
n'olisooka
paka olw'ekkumi
agamba
nti tulina ewaffe mu ggulu
says we have our home in heaven
era nga ku nsi kuno tuli bayise
and on this world we are strangers.
Yesu
yebazibwakuba
weerabidde wajja ddi wano
because you forget when did you come here
naye mutemisewo ekisooka mukaaga musanvu
but in 1 Timothy 6:7
agamba tetwalita kinna kimu ku nsi
he said we brought nothing on this world
tute tuliddayo n'ekimu
and we shall go back with nothing
kakati tewaleeta
now you brought nothing
naye tojjukira wajja ddi wano
but you don't remember when did you come here
era byali bitya
and how do things happen
oziko ogwo abadde mufuna olijja okumala akaseera
maybe you was been for knowledge for some time
otekeddwa okuba kati ng'otegeera wajja otya
you're meant to understand how you came on this world
bamalayika abali mu zakariya esula
angels who are in Zechariah 5
abaleeta emyoyo okuva mu ggulu okuleeta ku nsi
who bring spirits from the heaven to get them on this world
yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
kale ekyo kiva kyawandiika mu mafilipo 3:2
that's why it's written in Philippians 3:20
nti ddala ewaffe mu ggulu
that truly our home is in heaven
era gye tulindira omulokozi
waffe that we await our savior to come from there
yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
so olugendo lwo luno
now this is your journey
olw'okujja ku nsi n'okuddayo gye wava
coming to the world and going back where you came from
lugendo olwali lukwekweseeko
is a journey which had hidden from you
naye kankano mukama aleese ekitabo ky'okujja
but right now God brings a book of remembrance
kyayogerako mu Malaki 3
which speaks of in Malachi 3
okuva ku 13:18
from verse 13-18
nti awo ekitabo ky'okujjukiza ne kiwandikibwa mu maaso ga
and the book of remembrance was written before the saints
so nze okutambula olugendo lw'eggulu
now me to move the journey of heaven
saalutambula ng'olwange
I didn't move it as my own journey alone
nalutambula nga olw'abantu abangi abayita wansi w'enjuba
as the journey of many people who pass under the sun
era nga balina okudda mu bwakabaka
bw'eggulu and they are supposed to go back the kingdom of heaven
so olugendo lwe tujja lutambulira mu Bible
now this journey was moved through the Bible
ekitabo ky'abatukuvu
the book of the saints
eky'abaana ba katonda balina okuddayo mu ggulu
they of the kingdom of children of God who are to go back to heaven
era nga kirina endagiriro zonna
and it has all directives within it
tetuva tukusaba
that's why we request you
kitaffe atulabula nnyo mu Yeremiya 2:10
our father warns us so much in Jeremiah 22:10
n'agamba
and he says
mukaabire oyo afaana oyo agenda
do not cry for the dead neither the one who goes
naye mukaabe kubanga tasobodde kuddayo mu nsi
yewaabwe but weep for they have not gone back to their own country
yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
mukaabe kubanga tasobodde kuddaki
weep for they have not made it back to their home country
bangi tebasobodde kudda mu bwakabaka bwa
muggulu have not gone back to the kingdom of heaven
olw'obutamanya nti ddala yewaabwe
for not knowing that that is their home
era ne batamanya na biki ebyetaagisa
and they never know what is required of them
okulabika nga baddayo
that they get back there
ne batamanya nsonga lwaki bali ku nsi
and they never knew the reason why they are on this world
naye mu mulembe omupya ogulina okumanya katonda okujjudde
new generation with the full knowledge of God
weweereza buno
that is this ministry
tukuleetera okumanya
we bring you that knowledge
era tweyongereyo mu lugendo lw'eggulu
and we move on with the journey of heaven
nga tukyali olwayo tugenda kulaba okunyonnyoka abafu abagenda okusuulibwa mu nnyanja y'omuliro bafaanana
batyo we are going to be explained the dead to be cast in the lake of fire how they appear
bafu kikaaki
what kind of dead are they
emirambo egitassa
are they dead bodies with no ever breath
oba ddala bantu abalina okufa batannaba kutegeera
or they are people who are having a death they have never realized
yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
bino tubisomera ku kyoto kya mukama ekyazaamu
this we started it on the golden altar of God
ennyanja y'omuliro w'etandika
where the lake of fire begins from
mu kibuga kya katonda
in the city of God
yerusalemu
ekyomuliro Jerusalem of heaven
ekyoto kino ekyazaamu
this golden altar
kisiŋŋanirwa mu masekkati g'abakerubi
it is found in the midst of the cherubims
bakiyita ekyoto kya mukama ekyazaamu
it's called the golden altar of God
ennyanja y'omuliro w'etandika
where the lake of fire begins from
naye bayibuli eraga
but bible shows
ku lunaku lw'okusala omusango
on the day of judgment
abafu bagenda kuba bayimiridde mu maaso ga mukama
the dead will be standing before the Lord
wabula ekyewuunyisa
but what surprises
mulamba okika ki guno
what kind of dead body is this
ogusobola n'okuyimirira
which can even stand Praise Jesus. People are on this world and they are dead, but they don't know that. But we want to get explained of these words. What type of dead are these? Maybe you are among them and you don't know that. It's required of you to know that.
For
these dead will be standing on their feet. Praise Jesus. But what kind of dead are these? Let's read the Revelations 20. Revelations 20. Let's see from verse 20. Let's begin from verse 11.
Okubikulirwa sura ya makumi abiri onyirwa kumi na lumu. Nenda ventebe eyobwa kabaka enene enjeru. Noye yali ajituddeko eggulu n'ensi nebidduka mu maaso ge. Era tebyazuulirwa na kifo.
Yesu yebazibwe. Ngomusango guno kugenda kubeerawo.
As the judgment is going to be happening.
Tumanyi nti eggulu lino lijja kuba limaze okutukako.
We know that heaven, which is the fourth, will have broken off.
Eririmu obakobako munyenye n'ensi.
The kingdom of the stars and the planets.
Naye abantu baliwo batwaliddwa mu kibuga kya Katonda.
But people would have been taken in the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kyolengera ku mukono guliye.
Which you see on this right hand.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But in explaining the saints, as the saints will be seated on the judgment seats, the dead will be brought there, whom we know as the sinners. Revelation 20, verse 12.
Nenda babafu, abakulu n'abato, ngabai miride mumaso gentebe, ebitabo nebibikulwa. N'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikulwa ky'ekyobulamu. Abafu ne basalirwa omusango mu ebyo ebyawandiikibwa mu bitabo ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali.
Olidde bulungi.
Have you heard clear?
Agamba yalaba abafu.
He says he saw the dead.
Abakulu n'abato nga bayimiridde mu maaso ga
Great and the younger standing before the Lord.
Basalirwa ng'ebikolwa byabwe
bwe byali. And they were judged just as the acts were.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kule kibuuzo ekiri awo.
The question which is right there.
Bano bafu n'abaki?
What kind of dead are these?
Kubanga wandibamu abo nga naye tokimanyi.
For you may be among them yet you don't know that. Today we want to bring that revelation out. For to be judged to be cast in the lake of fire. They will base on the fact that you were not able to be alive and live.
And
that you walked this world while dead. Yet you never knew that you died.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
this dead, it's shown that they stand and they walk. And what surprises most? That these dead, as they are cast in the lake of fire, they are crying. The question is, what dead body can cry? And we speak of what type of dead? This world has lived many years. But most people never realize that they are dead. But we move on to bring that light. You understand, when did you die? And how can you get to be living?
Where
they're going to judge the dead, the greater and the younger. Others have said even the babies.
It
we're going to be explained what kind of younger are they speaking of here. When we get the spiritual realm, friend, all spirits are the same.
And
I don't know whether you ever measured the spirit of the young and the one of the old. The father of all spirits is one. And he birthed them once. Now clothing fresh. And you appear in and you're young, you think you'll not be judged. We are going to be seeing as they explain us. If you go beyond 7 years and you reach 8 years, and you refuse to decide to believe Jesus, you'll be counted among the dead spoken of here. Just as
we're
going to get explained more of them. Why will judgment happen in the city of God? Jerusalem of heaven. Because the lake of fire It begins in the central of that city. In the midst of the Kelvim. Let's first prove that word.
And we
move on to get explained. The way these dead appear. According to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 10. From verse 1 to 4, they tell us this. This altar formed the midst of the Kelvins. Let's read and hear.
Ezekiel 10
from verse
1. Mubanga eriali waguru w'omutwe gw'aba kerubi. Ne walabika waguru wabwe ng'ejjinja erya safiro. Ng'embala ekifaananyi eky'entebe.
Entebe eri ey'omusango.
That the mercy seat.
Gy'alengera wano mu masekkati g'aba kerubi.
What he sees in the midst of the Kelvins.
Ate gye twalabenga ey'omusango.
And it's what we saw is the judgment seat.
Ezekiel esula ya kumi onyolo kubiri.
Ezekiel 10 verses 2.
Nagamba omusajja yambadde bafuta. Nayogera nti, yingira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka, wansi wa kerubi, ojjuze ebibatu byo byombi, ebisiriiza eby'omuliro, ebiva wakati w'aba kerubi.
Praise Jesus.
Azizza kukunnyonnyola.
They try to explain you.
That is
the angel of fire.
They
spoken of in Revelations 14:18. They told him, go in the midst of the Kelvins.
He
moved on to get their dust of fire.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
In
the midst of the Kelvins here, that's where there's the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. The angels of fire have ever burnt Sodom and Gomorrah, but they got the fire right from there, in their midst, where there's the golden altar of God, which started on for some time.
So,
because Kelvins are found in the city of God, that's why God speaks. Ezekiel 22:18. He will gather them in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, to melt and pour fire upon them. We understand it's going to be burning the dead. That you are speaking, even they are crying at the same time. What kind of dead are these? Let's first read Ezekiel 22:18.
Ezekiel esule ya birimwe biri onyira kumina mnana.
Ezekiel 22 from verse 18.
Nti omwana w'omuntu, enyumba ya Israeli efusa amasengere jendi, bonabi komona masasi na biuma, na mabati wakati mchikome, bo masengere gafeza. Mukama Katonda chavayo gira wati nti, kubanga mwena mufuse masengere, laba, chendivamba kunganya mu Yerusalemu wakati. Ngabwe wakunganyiza efeza n'ebikomo n'ebyuma n'amabaati n'amasasi mu kyoto wakati okubifukutako omuliro okubisaanuusa. Bwe ntyo bwe ndikunganya mmwe nga ndiko obusungu n'ekiruyi. Era ndibateekawo ne mbasaanuusa.
Mu biseera bino
in those days,
Katonda agamba,
God is saying,
bali bakunganyiza abonoonyi mu kibuga.
As he would have gathered evil in the Jerusalem city of heaven, he will be going to melt them. You know, God said, when he passed the word, the Lord Jesus, in Matthew 10, he said, fear not they who kill the body, fear the one who can kill the spirit at the same time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But agamba,
now he says, gather them here to melt them. You know your spirit was made out of a specific stone. Right from the living stone, the Lord Jesus.
It,
no one can take it away except he accepts that.
Ya tonde, choto chino,
he this altar where the lake of fire begins. And it's to melt the rebellious.
And
though this world they have never warned you, there is a melting of spirits. Have you ever melted and burnt a jerry can plastic? Get the plastic jerry can empty and you cut it well and begin to melt it with fire.
You will see
how you will melt if you don't repent towards God.
Surprises.
You will not get to melt and you finish.
Remember,
when you melt a jerrycan, it got to pack itself again.
Now you lighten,
it still gets fire. That's the lake of fire of eternal death. And that's why these dead, they must be buried in there. This is in Jerusalem of heaven, where we're going to carry judgment out. The holy angels, together with us, sanctified on the world, and they will get from the dead
and become
living Christ Jesus our master. According to Hebrews 12:22, the things we started over to happen in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and we direct you how you can reach up there. How will things happen? Let's read there.
Hebrews 12:22. Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu Yerusalemi eky'omugulu.
Etugamba nti omusango gugenda kuba mu Yerusalemi eky'okunsi.
The argument is not to happen in Jerusalem of the world,
wow, Jerusalem,
but Jerusalem of heaven. Of heaven.
Bebulaniya esula ya 12 olunyolwa 22.
Hebrews 12:22.
Yerusalemi ekyomuguru neryo bukumi bwaba malaika. Neryo kunganire dene ere kanise yababereberi abawandikibwa muguru. Neri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna.
Obulamuzi bugenda kuba mu kibuga ki?
Judgment is to happen in that city.
Yerusalemu
eky'omuguru. Jerusalem of heaven.
Neri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna. Neri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abatuukirizibwa.
Akati abatukuvu fenna abatukuzibwa.
All saints who are sanctified.
Tuyina okakasanga tuyingira Yerusalemu
eky'omuguru. We must prove we enter Jerusalem of heaven.
Kunganira eddene lya bamalayika.
The great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
That voice
is going to speak to the dead who are going to be brought in there. Not the dead as in dead bodies, like the dead we're going to explain you off. The others will be welcomed. That you here in this city, they are the holy angels and they are the saints written in the book of life. They are the saints who are sanctified by the blood of Jesus.
You
come to the judgment seat. Now that situation, I don't know whether you will bear it. If you want to escape it, get from the dead. The dead you're going to hear of, and you begin to do things of righteousness. Didn't prophets promise you this world?
But
next, they have not told you after you check from the body. Where will you pass as you get to the city Jerusalem? Pass the northern door up there. That's where the door which accesses Jerusalem is. We want to direct you as people who know there that that's our home.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
And not be confused, where will I pass? You enter by righteousness. You understand I will pass here. And the one will be brought
to
judgment on the chain.
They
too know where to pass as will be brought. And then we choose.
For there is
life and death, then choose yourself.
This
is how it tells us in Genesis.
Genesis 28.
Verse 10
and 12.
They direct us how we can enter Jerusalem.
We
pass the northern door of the heaven, the one we see up there which is bluish. Genesis 28:10.
Yakobo n'ava mu Beeruseba n'agenda eri Kalani n'atuuka mu kifo n'asulawo n'akesa obudde. Kubanga enjuba yali egudde, n'atwala erimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo, n'alyezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe, n'agalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka.
Ono yali yeebase wano ku nsi
kuno. This one was living on planet Earth.
Naye Mukama n'amulaga.
But the Lord showed him.
How we can enter Jerusalem of heaven, where the angels live. Where can you pass? Let's move on to here. Genesis 28:12.
Era bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo. Era laba Mukama ng'ayimiridde waggulu waago.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Baalaba amadaala.
And he saw ladders.
Agava ku mulyango gw'eggulu.
Which got from the door of heaven.
Ne gakka ku planet.
And descended to planet Earth.
Bamalayika ne bakka nga bava mu kibuga kyabwe nga
bajja wano. Descended from their seated with the planet.
Tetugezaako kulaga
kino. What we're trying to show you is this.
Ndi kasoyita mu ggulu yolengera erya bbulu.
If you pass the heaven up, you see which is blue.
Ggulu eriddako erimu ekibuga kya Katonda.
The next heaven up is where there's the seat of God.
Yerusalem eky'omu.
Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. So when the Lord came on this world, in Matthew 12:29 he said, he
who
never gathers with him scatters. And his enemy indeed. Let me tell you one thing. If there is any gospel directing you first head to hell, you know, there are some of the enemies of Christ on this world.
He,
our God, gathers within his city. If you are holy, you have to head there.
We
wait you on the resurrection
day.
And you come back with the Lord Jesus. And we all lift up again. They to go to hell. They are the evil people. They are in the prison to be tormented there. When Jesus comes the second time, they to be brought back on the world. We shall be lifted to be taken. They will remain the torments we started off some time back. Until the planet has been devastated and the stars are no more in it. And in the valley of Megiddo, they will be lifted then. And they'll be brought in the city of God. And they will be finding us there. That's why we request you. Whoever never gathers with the Lord Jesus, they scatter.
The
great gathering we have one.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
When
the person gathers you first head to hell, you know some of you, you have salvation we don't understand out there. That you first head to hell.
Oh,
they told you in hell they should give you tea to drink down there. And the
preaches,
you're going to first go to hell. That's where you get from. After Jesus comes, that is falsehood of the devil. When Jesus was in the cross, in Luke 23, from 40 to down, he said, the man he was with on the cross, let's meet in the paradise of God. Why did he tell him, let's meet in hell? Let's open our eyes.
He
born again, he never knew where he heads first. Even in heaven, they don't know where they pass to go there. They are out there, they are being conned.
Now,
religious people that they go to purgatory, I don't know where is that again. When you ask them in scriptures, they will say, Apostle Paul and Saint so spoke that.
It's
not the Bible, but it's a book. The book of Mary, our mother. It speaks what? The gathering is
Jerusalem
one.
Jerusalem.
And they are the saints and the angels.
Now,
if you're not a saint, you first go to hell, we shall see you. If you think they give tea out there in hell, even when Jesus was in this world, he went to preach souls there to save them from there. You go to hell, who will get you out of there? Maybe wait for judgment.
When
Elijah was taking the wheels to heaven, Enoch too was taken out. Those are the same you say you are in the same faith with them. Yet you claim you first go to hell, even in purgatory. Why did they go there first?
We got saved, we
go to heaven, instead we go to hell. We shall not go to hell. We got saved to go to heaven.
It's
up to you if you first go to hell, it's upon you.
Yes, we was
raised Jesus. But they have directed us where we pass
to
therefore reach Jerusalem of heaven.
No,
if you get from the dead, you are going to explain. This time when you check from the body, you have to enter Jerusalem of heaven.
Don't
accept anyone tell you there is another place you first go first. These are not nations of the world.
But
you reach this nation, you first head to, through another. We speak of heaven, which has a door you pass and you enter in it.
These are
not that when you go to America,
so,
you first
Kenya,
transit through Kenya and you go like that. Here we just lift up.
Now,
let me ask a question. Acts chapter
1,
verse
9
to 11. Our Lord was lifted. Did he first head to purgatory?
Or
he went direct to heaven? Now you go to purgatory first. You don't even know where it is. You are there dreaming. The devil put a prison for them there. And he told you, get from there. Then you reach heaven. That's like to tell a person, you
just
drink poison after you drink soda and you leave. You first drink, drink poison first. After you drink soda and you leave. They say, go to hell first, and you leave hell, then go to heaven? But you get to be even someone mad.
That
you first drink poison,
then
after you drink soda, you'll be well. Pastor Sebas,
you
drink poison and soda, what do you drink first? It's impossible. It's not there.
Yes, we
must praise Jesus.
In Jeremiah
32, verse
21,
there is direct us how we can get back home. Where we pass to go home, even the dead to be judged are going to be passing there. But they will not come to be where we are. They would have come that we bury them.
And
we are to bury them in the lake of fire.
And
we are burying the living. What's surprising most? And their spirits are there. But their bodies of heaven died a long time. They
are
counted on the dead because of evil.
Yeremiya esula ya satumwemu olunyolwa birimolumu. Wesimbira obubonero ku kkubo. Wekolera empagi ezitegeeza.
Waliwo abategedde bulungi. Yeremiya satumwemu abiri mwemu.
Jeremiah 31:21.
Yeremiya esula ya satumwemu olunyolwa birimolumu. Wesimbira obubonero ku kkubo. Wekolera empagi ezitegeeza. Teko omutima gwo awali oluguudo. Lye kkubo lye wafulumamu.
When we got out, did we remember even?
They
have told us put the pillars
aside. They
mark the way we passed through as we came on this world.
We told
our master one day where we were going, we don't know there. And how dare we get to know the way there?
We
told him in John 14. From verse 5 to 6. We don't know where you're going. How dare we know the way there? And I'm going to heaven. You say in your father's house there are many mansions. Let's read.
Jeremiah
31:21. Jeremiah 31:21.
Komawo ayo muwala wa Isiraeli. Komawo mu bibuga byo bino.
Alika difutumanya ekibuga.
Now do we know even our city?
Tata aliyeri bana mwe.
The father is there saying, "Oh, you
mukomewe wake wa mwe.
Come back to your home."
Penno kategu tulowoza mbuli ya kisubizo.
Big heaven is just a promise to us.
Gundi eri wakawa.
Friend, that is your home.
Kale ne bona anyigo
oje kutuka yo. You get anchored, you reach there.
Oje tuka yo rabe yonti wali wa mwe.
And you see that it was your home.
But
the day you reach there, it's not
being
you may reach there when you're in a dead body.
Number one,
that you'll be the children of God.
And you're
burying you in the lake of fire.
But
if you refuse as
you preach, there
are people out there.
Ah, see, wafe.
And that's not your home.
But
they are tying it upon us.
You
will prove that.
You
know you've just appeared in the world yourself. God was there from olden days. And he is there and he will be. Now to add you with
him,
he knows, no matter how you will reach there, when.
Now
God never argues with humanity. He tells you your home is here, come back. We originate from the mountain of Masaka.
And
tell him we first head into hell.
Others
first go to
come
back to your cities. No.
We are going
to live in the garden of God on the world. That is a religion there. Religious, but the devil made our brethren got lost so much.
But
if we don't tell you, you'll get more lost and the case will be upon us. But now if you get lost yourself after we have told you, some people make your spirits get lost. What does it profit if the word and you forfeit your soul yourself?
After
hearing these words and you get lost after, get lost for your own sake. Don't fall that the devil made you get lost.
Some of
you make yourself lost and you think you shall look for you.
If you
get lost yourself, you know the way. If you reach there, you know the way you head to get lost. Come back.
Someone,
he has the gospel. When they reach, they don't see life there. Let them come back. They know the way. Some of you get lost yourselves. I got lost, you never looked for me.
It's
you who got lost yourself. You have spoken it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now they call us back to our home city. But according to Revelation 24, for now they're going to be brought.
You've
seen the way they are going to be passing. Don't be confused at all. Let's read. Revelation 20 verse 11.
Noyo eyali agituddeko eggulu n'ensi ne bidduka mu maaso ge era tebyazuulirwa na kifo. Nendaba abafu abakulu n'abato nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe ebitabo ne bibikkulwa n'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikkulwa ky'ekyobulamu.
Praise Jesus.
Ebitabo ne bibikkulwa.
And the books were opened.
Ebyokufa manyi bibiri
twabisoma. Books of death are two. We started them.
Ekitabo ekisooka,
the first book,
buli muntu eyayita mu Adamu yayingira mu kitabo ekyo.
Every person who passed through Adam entered that
book
of death.
The
second book of death,
it's
the lake of fire. The second death,
the
book of life,
it's
Christ Jesus our master,
the
true vine,
the
life and the truth
that
we read and started off.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye nga tugenda okunyonnyoka abafuba
no. As we get explained of this day,
tuwuliddeko nti kuliko n'abato.
We've heard that they're also younger among them.
Abali abato mu
mubiri. They who are young in the flesh. The how many years are they still born? Right from then, who have gotten from the wombs? Oh,
there
are a limit of years they end. Let's first get off these children. How old are they? You know, maybe there is a baby.
What's
still born? Are they going to judge? What has it done? That it has the seal of Adam. Jesus died for that child. And it never rejected Christ. Are we together? What
is
the first gate of how many years? Of these children. They who had been counted on this death. Or among the dead. Right from 8 years. That's what the Bible tell you, not me.
We are
in the journey of heaven, moved through the Bible. They are rich 8 years.
You
finished 7 years. I am reaching to 8 years. If
you
will check purpose, when you have not lived and
you have
not resurrected,
I
prove you will not escape hell. Even the lake of fire will not escape it. 8 years and above. In the Old Testament, it used to be 7 days. After the days finished, and they never passed through the criteria there of getting born again, it was to be circumcised
to
teach you the words of God.
They
are to teach you and you understand and believe and you are baptized. That's why it changed from the days and it reaches in 2 years, like we're going to be hearing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the Old Testament, when you reached 70 days, on the 8th day they circumcised you. But it meant that you've gotten born again and you're taken off the body of flesh and you're given the one from heaven.
Today
what we call getting born again through baptism. Philippians.
So remember Philip.
Philippians 3. Philippians 3. Starting from verse 3.
Aba Philippi esula ya kusatu nyolo kusatu.
Philippians 3 from verse 3.
Kubanga fe tuli abekomola abasinza kuba omwoyo gwa Katonda abenyumiriza mu Kristo Yesu era abateesiga mubiri newankubadde nga nze nnyinza n'okwesiga omubiri omuntu omulala yenna bw'alowooza okwesiga omubiri nze musinga.
If we get the flesh, when the New Testament began, we got circumcised by the Holy Spirit through the baptism and we got born again.
The
circumcision which was before was of the flesh, and
they
did it on the 8th day.
We
want to see the young dead of how many years. Then
you
will preach to that your child that they understand.
Bafilipi esula yokusatu olunyiriri olwokutaano.
Philippians 3 verse 5.
Nze yakomolerwa ku lunaku olw'omunaana ow'omuggwanga lya Isirayiri ow'omu kika kya Benjamini Omwebbulaniya wawo.
They circumcised him on the 8th day.
Yes, ye
praise Jesus. After the 7th day finished, they had to circumcise on the 8th day. All those who are in the 7th priest of the Lord. If the 7th day reached,
and
the 7th priest have already worked now,
they have given you wisdom of the
understanding to be able to decide.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why, because this sign was changed, what was circumcision before, it became into baptism. Like it tells us in Colossians 2, from verse 11.
Abakolosai esura ya kubiri olunyirwa 11.
Colossians 2 from verse 11.
Era mwakomolerwa moyo obukomolo obutakomolebwa na mikono mukwambula omubiri ogw'ennyama mukukolebwa kwa Kristo mukukomolebwa kwa Kristo
at owulidde ekiriwo
now you hear what happens
nti okomolebwa kulina engeri gye kwakyusibwamu
circumcision was changed
and it
came into baptism when they circumcised the Lord Jesus
and
he entered in the sign of baptism the word circumcision they used to cut off this skin the foreskin to prove they have unclothed the body of flesh from you and they have given you one from heaven because it was a sign
affecting
affected one sign of the women for they are not acceptable to minister for their second birth had no sign. Why did they circumcise them?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Eighth
day they had to circumcise you. Explain it involved and clothing the body of flesh to be given a body from heaven. Now the Lord Jesus and he brought out this sign in verse 12 in Colossians 2. Colossians 2 verse 12.
Bwe mwaziikirwa awamu naye mu kubatizibwa era kwe mwazuukiriramu olw'okukkiriza okukola kwa Katonda. Eyamuzuukiza mu bafu.
That in baptism we raise up when we have resurrected and we've been given a body of heaven. That's the way this sign was changed. But remember, because now it involves to first believe with your heart and you get saved. And then you're taken to be told and you're baptized. It was not possible for you to believe while you were 7 days. Is it possible? But what the Lord did,
like
you must reach 7 years. 7 years.
7 spirits.
I've already given them wisdom to decide as a child. They understand it. And they can cancel and reason. They can have the knowledge, power.
Fear
of God can stand in a child. That's why it was changed. Because faith changed. That a person to be saved. Now they must believe with their heart first. That's why we don't baptize young children here.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
you must first believe. I think you see the conmanship in the religions. They put someone to stand on your behalf with your heart. And he believes on your behalf.
Should
they trouble you neither your child? Before you reach 7 years, they have no case to answer. If they die at that point, they go home.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why it's said in Romans 10. From verse 9 to 11.
Balumi esula ya kumi olunyiyo olw'omwenda. Kubanga bw'oyatula Yesu nga ye Mukama n'akamwako n'okkiriza mu mutima gwo nti Katonda yamuzuukiza mu bafu olirokoka.
Akati omwana omuto yatula.
Now how can a young child confess?
Era anakkiriza atya?
And how will they believe?
Kiva kigambibwa nti kwakyusibwa okuva ku nnaku omusanvu.
That's why it was changed from the 7 days
okuyingira emyaka musanvu
to enter 7 years.
Waji.
I have a question in the midst there. On the sign of circumcision we've seen, women were not circumcised, and we see their ministrations were not accepted in it. Things of
God,
if they had and submitted to their husbands, or they counted on the price of the husbands. When they counted people in the Old Testament, they never counted women.
They counted people
married with this man, you become one body. Even your family was counted on you. That's why when you committed sin, it affected your children too. When God saw things like that,
decided,
separate and gave each a spirit, lead them home.
Amen.
Amen.
You are
able to fail because of your father or your mother.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's why all said there were these men.
But
women have not been considered as the children.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
What
he started when he made bread and the fish and the eggs. They counted only men.
That
close to 5,000 men besides the women and the children. They never counted women.
And
you never ministered in the priesthood.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So
that's why we tell you these words. They say person believes in their hearts.
And
when you go to religions,
and the
young child, another believes on their heart with the heart of another. That is falsehood of the devil. Let's move on with Romans. Romans 10 verse 10.
Kubanga omuntu akiriza na mtima okuwebwa obutuukirivu era yatula na kamwa okulokoka. Kubanga byawandikibwa byogera nti buli akiriza talikwasibwa nsonyi. Kubanga tewali njawulo ya Muyudaaya n'Omuyonaani. Kubanga omu ye mukama waabwe bonna.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
after you believe, after hearing the word of God,
for
Romans 10:17, he said faith.
It
comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. So,
you say that child,
not
yet known and had the word and doesn't know how to explain it.
Are
you the one with the heart of that child to believe on their behalf?
Or
they have rejected Jesus? That's why they give them space to 7 years. That they can hear the word and they believe with their hearts and they confess with their mouth that they get saved. Salvation is not a human and the name of someone, but it's an act which shifts you from death, which we died through Adam, to enter in life. Most people fear it and say it may be a group of people who have a specific worship type.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
When
you say you reach religion, if you never get saved, you
will
not have gotten from the dead. You will still be in the dead.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now to believe,
is
what pushed this from 7 days to reaching 7 years. When a child is reaching into 8 years and they are moving the 8th year,
you
have to sit down, preach the gospel to them and they believe. For if you've left them,
they
have no chance on the portion of the other. With Jesus,
they
have not refused believing. They have not refused to believe because they have not heard. That's why the Lord says in John 3:16, he said this.
John 3:16. Kubanga Katonda bwe yayagala ensi bw'ati, n'okuwaayo n'awaayo mwana we eyazaalibwa omu yekka. Buli muntu yenna amukkiriza alimu okubula naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo. Kubanga Katonda teyatuma mwana we mu nsi okusalira ensi omusango, naye ensi erokokere ku ye. Amukkiriza tegumusinga, atamukkiriza gumaze okumusinga.
What?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amukiriza.
Whoever believes him
is
not condemned.
Atamukiriza.
Whoever never believes him is already condemned.
Omusango gwa mulusuku.
The case we committed in this garden. That's why they never mentioned it here. The whoever believes him is not condemned.
Atamukiriza.
Whoever never believes him is already condemned.
The case of the garden, remember it. Of eating of the tree of the fruit. Now the question. This child, have they refused to believe him? Will it be counted on them? They have not refused it. That thing to decide. They just freely give them salvation. Free. They go home back. Now you remain here. Most people in heaven, they are younger on this world. That's why he said that they as them, the kingdom of God is theirs.
Now,
that's why we requires of us to be children of God. And we are taught and rebuked and
trained.
Before they reach 7 years,
and
they commit sin, yet they gave them to you. They accounted on you.
You were
the one on the tower, and you never warned the others.
Will
be on the mother and the uncle who never told them truth. Praise Jesus. That's why I say, I train your child in the way of righteousness. Even when they grow, they will grow from it.
Now,
if you train them wrongly, they'll count it on you. They begin to count their sins when they have reached 7 years. Why is it like that?
Those are
seven eyes of God which rotate and foresee this world. I'm asking a question. If I have children of the other people and they are not with their real parents and I'm the one having them, if I don't teach them their sins, the moment they are given to you, you are on their tower. You have to warn them. That's it. They have warned in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 3.
If you
tell the evil, you'll die, I'll never tell them. And they die. Their unrighteousness and their blood is counted on you. If they give them to you a little moment, preach to them that the case will shift from you. Is that scripture even the old people?
The
old, they don't accuse you of anything. They are free to look for a gospel elsewhere.
The
person believes in their
hearts.
They said if they reach 8 years,
what you preach,
they can decide, refuse, it's upon them.
You're
to decide them that be this. And you raise them through that. The years you can preach them the right, tell them this is the right thing. If they refuse them, you can remain trying on them. Praise Jesus. I'm asking on this issue. If the child is in the home of the Muslims, and you preach to them as a born again with truth, and the child believes, when they go home, the parents decide something else for them. Now, if they die in the midst there, the case is on the
table.
If they have not reached a level of being independent, God is a justified God. Praise Jesus. I hope you've read Ezekiel 18. You yourself eaten sour grapes, they'll get sour for you. They will not be counted on the children. Are we together? You preach to them. And tell them one thing.
If they tell you go to the mosque for that, or any place, when you sit, remain calling Jesus in your heart. Those we tell them to people, though they are even sick, through the times you get sick, and the body is totally wicked, and they of the clan carry to the shrine, and you can't refuse them. In your heart, you remain speaking out Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus, watch over me one
day.
Though they bring me here, not believe and accept it. If it's possible, take me from the body.
Or save
me. He'll be that I can speak against what they do. You have the sick person.
No, no, you are.
And you are the only born again with the sick at
same
time. All your relatives, let's take them to the clan. You may want to argue with them and they refuse. And you whisper to them. If God reaches, you reach
your
reach. If you refuse, let me give
them.
We are workers with him. But retain your heart. Hold your faith in your heart.
All
should bring in unrighteousness in your hearts. To believe what they are to do. Let's have wisdom. Those people, we need to fight them with high wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And they say,
when God loved this world and he gave his beloved son, who's believing him never condemned, who never believes is condemned.
Yes.
Question, the child on that age can refuse to believe. That's why God put space to 7 years. Those children are not accused of anything. They are counted on the blood of Jesus which cleansed them. Praise Jesus, brethren. Me to have lost a child of 7 years. They left the child in the evening home where I've taken the child. They began to tear off the leaves of the banana. And they got the flowers, put them upon their whole head, and they tied the banana leaves, began to dance. They went on the road. Whoever passed the child was saying farewell, that I'm a bride. Me, I'm a bride. Today, I'm a bride. And the next day, she died. She was going on the feast of the bride in Jerusalem. She would have been on you. You have hardened hearts. They had shown her already home. There is one man
who had
pastor was at Chitende.
The
man was sick. The sickness people call their own sickness. Others call it dog, but I'm not seen barking before. And they say he was positive HIV. If they are not the border and they are checked, I never knew that. That man got saved at the last moment of his. When he reached his time of checking from the body, he sent for me, told me, let him come tell me the last words. For I had to go home, let me go home rest. I went to preach to him the board of heaven. And he asked for it. God, give me a board of heaven. Me too, I want to reach Jerusalem. Now, a time passed like 3 weeks. And he told them to take him to the village where he is to buried. And they took him to the village. Now, tomorrow, when he was to check for the
village,
he got out walking very normal. On the village, friends, I'm going. They asked, where are you going? Me, I'm going. There are people he told who were treating him. Holding salvation. Don't get the gospel preaching home. Me, I'm going. They thought he was joking. And they went back to the house. As they entered the house, he has gone.
Yet the one who told that, I don't know how, there are only two or three. The rest got stubborn and went. He went home. Now he's in home.
I didn't know about your Mwenzi.
And he
in
moral person and he got sick from him. Now you will claim to be righteous yourself.
You trust
your righteousness and that evil will surpass you to reach home.
Ezekiel
18 says,
if
the righteous trust their righteousness and they sin, they will die in their unrighteousness. Yet the evil, if they repent, their unrighteousness will be taken from them.
But
it's what I tell you. You may spend 99 years and you are righteous. And you sin in your last year. The righteousness of 99 years is not counted on you. For before the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is like one day.
He
can forget you 1,000 years back. And he tell you have never been righteous.
You can't be righteous 1,000 years back.
He is a justified man. Others say, your ways are not justified.
No,
you act pride.
Let me see,
as long as I have 99% righteousness.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
You
know why God counts and readiness
of
you? You can make people fail. For they have been looking at you keenly with the righteousness you possess. And you do one thing, you wreck thousands of people's hearts. And you throw them down.
No,
that's why God never forgives you for that.
You know
when you've been righteous and you cast it aside, the people you wrestle down, even the other did this after. He's a justified God. If you're clapping, then clap. You know, you're used to be commanded, clap your hands. You say amen. If you feel clapping, clap yourself.
If you feel, you want to say amen.
Say amen. And the young children laugh. And you laugh. Clap your hands, you clap. Let's live that life.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. According to Ecclesiastes 6, the children who are 7 years spoken of, let's speak of the stillborn child who are just taken from their mother's womb.
You
know that they will bring their stories on this world, and they say,
they
found the children out there crying.
Mama,
you aborted me. You did wrong to me. Let them go cry their tears there.
Why?
Young children, don't cry.
Those
you are on your
own.
And let me tell you, in heaven there's no young child. If you check from the body in heaven, you are mature. After here, we're going to see that. Why do we study all this? We
have seen the young and the old.
And in the dead, they were younger and old people.
What of
the younger to what age? For here they give a record. Concern you when you left the body, you were how old? But in heaven, all spirits are the same. You reach there and you've never been young. That body is what warns you that you're younger. Let me ask you a question. Adam, when they molded him, was to what size? After they molded his body, was he younger and he began to grow? He began at what size? Don't say that. We forget. You are mature, they put you in another body.
And
it is of a mature person.
You think Adam began like
a baby and God blessed him
and
taught him how to walk Adam and is being taught to walk like that.
You
take that madness from here.
But Eva,
now Eve, she began younger.
Bible said, molded,
brought her for him immediately, and they are matured.
Mm. How do you
think that they get proper? Let things as they are. Let's see of the stillborn children.
The
spirit of the mature is mature and the younger is younger. What?
Ecclesiastes 6 from verse 1.
He saw something under the sun. Ecclesiastes 6 from verse 1.
Waliwo ekibi kye nalaba wansi w'enjuba.
Kyali kifaanana kitya?
Era ekizitoowerera abantu.
Kino kizitowa.
This is heavy.
Ekibi kino.
This evil.
Abaana balabika bagenda mu geyena.
Children seem to my
back. Oba babeera mu ggulu.
Oh, they're in heaven.
Bana abasobole.
This still born.
Angulira jamu mwana ne bakumalirako emisango
gyonna. You abort the child and they count all the sins of upon you.
Ejokumujjamu.
Of aborting them.
Ejokuyiwa omusaayi.
Of shedding blood.
Okuda,
of killing, and everything is on you. Who has ever bought it here? We would have made you raise hands, but let's leave you. You repent to God. On what concerns? You know
much.
You went on the talents you borrowed them. And you say you have vests from where it's never sold. Talent is a spiritual gift.
Let's
get Ecclesiastes 6. What concerns the stillborn child?
But
they aborted from the wombs. Where do they go?
Look
at how you abort and they go back
to Jerusalem.
You reach in heaven, they are mature, they will judge you from there.
It's you
who aborted when I clothed flesh on the world. When I clothed flesh to get out. Repent, friends.
Just
repent. Repent totally. Most of you, you've been youth, you've done things. Most of you have messed up children. With the devil to hinder the administrations on this world. And the people they
were
to wish to, who aborted the child, they would demand you of those people. Let's read Ecclesiastes 6. Ecclesiastes 6, verse 1.
Waliwo ekibi kye nalaba wansi w'enjuba, era ekizitoowerera abantu. Omuntu Katonda gw'awa obugagga, n'ebintu n'ekitiibwa, n'okubulwa n'atabulwa kintu olw'emmeeme ye, okuba emmeeme ye kw'ebyo byonna bye yeegomba. Naye Katonda n'atamuwa buyinza kubiri ako. Naye omugenyi yabirya ekyo butaliimu era y'endwadde embi. Omuntu bw'azaala abaana 10 n'awangala emyaka mingi, ennaku z'emyaka gye ne ziba nnyingi.
Ozaala abaana nga 10
give birth to 100 children.
Naawe n'owangala emyaka
mingi
n'ennaku nnyingi.
Many years and many days.
Naye.
But.
Naye emmeeme ye n'etekuta birungi. Era nate n'ataba na kuziikibwa. Njogera ng'omwana omusoola amusinga oyo.
Amusingira wa.
Is far better.
Angubuli ekintu kye kimu.
Let me tell you one thing.
Nebu wangala emyaka.
If you thought you live how many years?
Okuzika kokwomunsi ne kuba kubi.
Your burial on this world and appears bad.
Neba kuwerekere magombe.
And they escort you to hell.
Aba werekere omubiri gwo.
Or you escort your body.
Neri emagombe wabere ba Abaddon abakuwerekedde.
Hell there too there are Abaddons who are escorting you.
Bamalayika be magombe.
The angels of hell.
And
we must bury you the second time in the lake of
fire.
Now your burial is not good.
Mwana umusobola
akusinga. Still born child is better
than you. Kakati kajamu akana.
Let me abort this child.
Atayode wakate ni mtu mkuru.
Nabasinga
ne mu Yerusalemu.
I brought them in Jerusalem.
Bwe bakubulira bakulaga history
wa. When they show you their history. Ngaba
kajamu ngakakata mubiri gwako gwakata
ndikokola. And their body began to form in the womb.
Nakala kali kakagwa mu wiki 2 ne bakalwa nkula.
2 weeks snatched out.
Ninga je bali sibo.
Bali
mu batukuvu ba
mukama. They are in the sense of God. You tell them why you aborted them.
And
people that look for them, preach to them their gospel.
Even
though you have ever aborted,
and you
preach to
five,
add more five for the child you aborted.
Yamba abantu beyali noku yamba.
Help the people that were to help.
Mubulizi mukaga.
Ecclesiastes 6.
Omubulizi sulee mukaga olunyolo kuna.
Ecclesiastes 6 verse 4.
Kubanga ajira mu butalimu nagendera mu kizikiza.
Agenda talabye kintu kyonna wansi
we. Go without seeing anything under the sun. And you suffer from the troubles of the world. If you thought you brought problems, it's you bringing problems on yourself. After their works they were meant to do under the sun.
Mubulize sura ya mukaga olinyolo kuna.
Ecclesiastes 6 verse 4.
Neri nyale libikibwa ke kizikiza.
Adamu bimanya.
And you ever know them? Maybe we would name them when they are still in the womb.
Even
their name of heaven, you never
know.
Whether they were an apostle or prophet.
You were a prophet,
you must ask for that gift and begin to do what they were to do.
Yeah.
For God speaks of them.
In Jeremiah
1, verse 4 and 5, knew before he was in the mother's womb, called him prophet, apostle, or pastor. Now you go to abort that child.
And
they will say it.
It's not me who
did it, but I was there, the womb began to mess itself up. God took them.
For
he knew they were chosen, and if they come to the world, they will get lost in it.
And
took them away. For he says,
the righteous
is taken to be saved from evil ahead.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. If you had no any attachment on that, you were there, and the womb began to mess itself.
All
doctors messed it up. They too inject medicine which messes ladies' wombs.
But
if you knew you had an attachment,
that,
and you must request proof what they were meant to be.
Which is a veteran,
that gift and
service.
At the same time, you're serving in your own gifts.
I have aborted
my five children. Another is the prophet. Another
person.
You never knew their name. Darkness. You don't know what gift they possess.
You have to
request and they tell them to you.
And
you ask to minister in them.
Paul
preached his gospel and Stephen's gospel. And they beat him of what he did. And let me tell you,
that
doesn't end the physical realm. If you
have
killed gifts of prophets and apostles, God is to accuse you many cases.
You cause
gifts of others not to appear. If you
some
of them died, ask for their gift and serve them.
They will choose you for killing
those gifts.
Yes. Now
they are doctors. They help you abort a child. You're all having a case to answer. Maybe the child had two gifts. Each one have one gift of that child.
And your voice.
Now you are in a problem.
You
have to ask for your voice now. Praise Jesus. If I'm a doctor and a woman comes, I don't know, she's pregnant and she doesn't. And as I give her medicine, she miscarries. They will choose a case of not knowing. But you can repent for it. Ignorance never makes you innocent.
But
sins of ignorance, if you repent, never count them.
Acts
17 explains.
From
29 to
30.
Seasons of ignorance. Never considers, but he commands all people repent. Praise
Amen.
The Lord Jesus. Now the husband. Helping a wife telling, I don't want this child. You woman run quick. Don't abort that child. But the one who commanded abortion, he has a case of trying to murder. But they have tried it, attempted it. The Bible says,
see
a woman and desire her, you are counted on adultery.
You mention
abort it and never happens.
But you see someone and
admire them, you have committed adultery.
But if you speak
about, don't want that child, why has it come? Are you the one who was really coming, the child?
Don't
want the child, did you reason for their coming? Or the spirit is yours.
Going
to do what for their existence? What are you going to do much for them to get flesh and bones? Are you in the womb to cause an ear to groan them? Praise Jesus. Another may come like the mama said, and they said they're not pregnant, but they know what you have is what can cause an abortion in them, and you give it to them and they abort it. We have to do this thing. Romans
8
14 says they led by God's Spirit.
It's
a major to have the Holy Spirit everywhere.
This is what we not answer from that day.
If you have no answer on that
thing,
tell them
now you
ask of the Spirit what is moving on. But what is happening?
Those
cases are spoken of in Ecclesiastes 7:29.
yatonda omuntu nga
mugulukuvu
naye neyeegunjiza
bingi
bwekizuulibwa nti nabaana oyo
yafuna
obuzibu ng'omiraamira agakerenda
agatategeere
omwana oyo n'alemeirwa
okubeeraolina
okwenenya singa mukama bakuyambye
n'osigalakubanga
abasinga bafa nga bajjamu
abaanabagwirawo
mugeena
They wanted to get a child. They wanted to get another child. To have with two boys and girls too. But when they got a female child, the devil told them it's a girl child. They all got angered over another. They spent 3 months each sleeping in their own room. After they accepted it, but the doctor told them he wanted to bring out the child before time because of the years the woman had matured. The woman said, I want to reach 9 months, but eventually the child died. Now they said maybe because they first said that the child God took the child. Now what? How can they handle that? If you hated a child of God, he brought. If he sees you're going to hate that child, to treat them wrong, he takes the child away back home. For he has no loss he makes over that.
But
they must repent of the hatred they have had. When Bible shows you
act
involves hatred and many others.
And
you get a child, you speak evil words upon the child. Let's pause the question. But as if time is up.
You
went out where you never questioned. You just looked
at
whatever you understand and not you understood. You just say amen. You never wanted to say it even. Say amen.
You have
understood to say amen.
I have
understood it, Pastor.
Who
is the born again to say amen?
And there is no
fit. All of us want to be one.
Let's
finish Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 6:5.
Nate talabanga njuba sota jimanyanga. Ono yaba no kuumula okusingoyo.
Abera no kuumula okola.
Have a rest.
They enter into the rest,
in the rest of the Lord Jesus.
In Matthew 11:25-30.
How all were weary and burdened. You'll see the rest of your spirit.
They
are in the garden of God.
Most
of those are not in Jerusalem even. No. Most of those
are still born.
They are in the garden in the third heaven. And they see of the flowers they missed on this world. The fields. The streams.
For
in Jerusalem they are there by their few.
Most
of the time they spend the garden
see
trees which never cause leaves fall, which change color.
For
most things they never saw them under the sun.
No.
Most of the lies are in the third heaven, in the garden of God, which is spoken of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1.
When you
reach Jerusalem, you want to see the most are not in the city. Most of them are in the garden.
But they don't delay, but they want to see so much of fruit trees, flowing of milk and honey.
The flowers which never cause leaves fall, and they change color. Now they leave them because they never saw the world where there are trees and flowers. Now you're still sticking on this world.
Yes, we
are. Praise Jesus.
But they
are out there. And let's ask God.
And you see them and you speak with them.
And they tell you who messed them on this world.
Where
they are, they still remember all things.
Maybe
when we go above heaven where there is no
world,
everything will be renewed. We shall not remember anything. But right now they remember.
In
what nation and what place they were aborted from.
Nations like China, most America, their children who are still born aborted.
But they all knew it's hard to make it when you're Chinese. And when they give birth to China,
you have knocked, or even in India.
Countries they born you and you know salvation is far from you. Who makes the mistake to be born there? They already saw you. They know you. Though you would have been here, you would have troubled us.
Yes,
praise
God.
Let's finish here. Ecclesiastes 6:5.
Yabo n'okuwummula okusinga oyo. Weewaawo newankubadde ng'awangala emyaka lukumi emirundi ebiri.
Omwana
oli yavaamu gwe bajjamu
obujjamu. Newankubadde
ng'awangala emyaka lukumi emirundi ebiri naye n'atasanyukira birungi.
You cannot go in the same place with a stillborn. You cannot refuse to choose goodness of the word of God. No matter how many years you live, 2000. You can't go in the same place with a stillborn child. Sometimes I wish I was aborted. But cases would have been upon my parents. Because there would have been a situation. You know there is heat which causes children to be aborted. I wish I would have been in heaven. The troubles of this world affect me. But let me stress
strong.
God was pleased I live. Let me serve God. I get home back. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You try pray for the same thing.
Since
you didn't get aborted. Have a chance to keep righteousness. The man on the cross with the Lord Jesus. He told him, let's meet in the paradise of God.
They had the same rest where the children go.
But you first go to the city. And you get the second to reach the third heaven. Where the garden is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
before we see their clothing, are they young or they're old? The spirit of the younger, is it old?
Or the one of the old person is old
and the young of the younger is young? Spirits are the same. You think they can be to that size? It begins with Ezekiel 18:3.
Bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Temuli bana nsonga nato okugera olugero olwo mu Isirayiri. Laba emmeme zonna zange. Ng'emmeme ya kitaawe n'emmeme y'omwana bwetyo yange.
Zaani?
They are all the same. They are all his, the Father.
Because
they are brought to be given the body they are unto the Father.
And
all are in the same size. And when you unclothe this body,
you reach heaven
and you are the same size with your child. That body is what counts you. This is younger and the other is old.
For
in the flesh is where there is the brain which caused maturity in us.
Appear.
But the spirit is the same. Who has ever seen even to measure it? That's why the Father says, when he passed the Lord Jesus, he sent Jeremiah 1:4-5.
Yeremia esule soka olunyiriryo lwokuna.
Jeremiah 1:4.
Awe kigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nti bwe nalinga sinna kubumba mu lubuto nakumanya.
Yakolaji. Yakumanya.
Era nga tonnava mu lubuto nakutukuza. Nkutaddeho kuba nabbi eri amawanga.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Before you came on this world, you were up there in heaven. When all spirits come from the four living creatures, friend, we are the same. These bodies, in them we are given different sizes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
you get back to Jerusalem, we are all the same size.
Because
of the body they give us from heaven, which is the same size.
Adam,
like you see Adam
ne Eve,
and Eve
in
Genesis 2:6-7.
He
began young that he grow.
Had
to grow in wisdom and understanding. And when you check from this body,
heaven,
you're not to appear like a young child that you are in heaven. Young. Now we're still born, we'll be in what body?
It's
the size you live out from this world. What you appear within heaven.
Now still born.
2 weeks is in which body in heaven?
They come
on the just blood
and
it is crying, Mama voted me. You get from that young mind and wisdom. A child of 2 weeks, they appear how? They have no legs. They have no. Now they appear how in heaven?
Think
as God thinks.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Young children in heaven.
The stillborn was appearing how there.
If
they gave you background, how were they on this world? That woman also told us that those children, they come from behind their children, their mothers at the path they rob, and the children are following them and are choosing them of their sins. And she told us, even young children didn't do right. They too pass the rope as they carry their burdens. Where did they get the burdens from? Of what color? When you measure a dowry, it's weighing to how much kilos. To add on the falsehood they told us, that the children hold the gadgets they are both of them with and they are holding them, and they are choosing their parents in the way of having a proof.
We started
don't need a child to pass with the gadgets and the medicine they used for that. You know, the falsehood of this world.
Now the person they speak of who is called Ida, who died and rose up. She brought records. She said she passed the rock to head to heaven. And she spoke what concerns children. But she has speaking that the pastor, but she's called Ida. Thank you for telling us the pastor. You know, some people cannot speak their names. Let's retain it. If necessary, we speak of the name.
For we cannot.
They want to kill the Israelites. And he put oil in them as blood. His known is Hitler who did that. And we speak of him out.
And
they did open sins. And if you speak, no one will accuse you of them. Now, did he speak that?
She
spoke that. If you call her, you spoke this and that, and yes. You have to speak of her name. It's like people who testified. That mother awaited for her to give a testimony that he told her to leave us. God remained to demand you speak of people who did those things to you. For you will be serving many people in those places.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
We
still read of the size of the Spirit.
But Ecclesiastes
3, verse
21,
he speaks of our spirits.
And he says,
even the ones in the animals, they too are spirits just like of the human being. But the difference is the type of bodies we clothe.
For
they who told you animals have no spirits. Let's read there.
Ecclesiastes
3 from verse 21.
Ani amanyi omwoyo gw'abantu obanga gulinnya mu ggulu n'omwoyo gw'ensolo oba gukka wansi mu ttaka.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So emyoyo gy'abantu.
Now the spirits of people.
Jibera-jienkana.
They are the same.
Wabula emibirimu batuteeka.
But the bodies they put us in.
When he
speaks in 1 Timothy
6:7,
say we brought nothing on this world and we shall go back with nothing. We would never brought, how did we appear in what size?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in Job 10,
agamba,
he says,
covered
us with flesh, bones and blood, but we passed through criteria.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Your
body parts he covers you with.
In Psalms
139.
He
moved on to prepare them. Even your size.
But
when you're brought on this world as the spirit, they know what you are going to be doing on this world. Whether you're a thief, whether you'll be an evangelist, whether
you
be a pastor or a false pastor, all that they know you,
but it
would be just for you that you can repent and hear truth.
So
spirits are the same in size.
But
the bodies they have put us into are the ones different. Let's read Zechariah 5 brief and
you
wind up concerning the size of the spirits. The spirits are brought by angels of counsel or angels of the measurements.
Zechariah
5 from verse 1:5.
Malaika yali ayogera nange najja nangamba nti kale yimusa amaaso go olabe kino ekifuluma bwe kiri. Nenjogera nti ekyo ki? Nayogera nti ekyo ye efa efuluma. Era nayogera nti amaaso gaabwe bwe gali bwe gatyo ku nsi yonna. Era laba, etalante eyessasi yasituli, yasitulibwa Noyo ye mukazi ng'atula munda wa Efa.
Waliwo obusero mwe batuleetera.
There are baskets they bring us within.
Baleetera emyoyo.
With them they bring spirits.
Baba bakimanyi ku nsoba oliba mukazi.
They know in the world you'll be a woman.
Oba olibeera musajja.
Or you'll be a man.
Wabula tujjibwa eri mu ggulu.
But it's gotten from heaven.
Nga tekuliko nti baleese omwoyo musajja.
It's nothing that brought a female spirit. That's why they said Mark 12.
And
when we get back in heaven, we shall not marry, neither get married, but we shall be like angels.
You,
as the spirit in you, you are not a woman.
You put
the spirit in you that it's a man.
Those
parts they put upon you on this world.
Cover your box.
That cover of yours, your box.
Say,
even in heaven I will be a woman. They bring us as a spirit, put us in the womb. Now these will give birth to twins and triplets. How does it happen? We've told you these are angels of counsel.
If you
see three eggs of mates and
you
get the egg of the man,
they
know that boxes needing spirits are
six.
They are the spirits they put in there. But there's the punishment under the sun of the joining of these children.
This is
Ecclesiastes 7:29.
For
inventing many things and chemicals they swallow.
The
Holy Spirit leads the children to join each other.
You may find
they have two legs, even the heads are two.
They are joined.
And they get paid on your heart of your sins you have committed.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. One day the disciples asked the Lord a question.
Who's
the father or the mother? This child will appear like this. That day he told them,
God wanted
his glory manifest as healed. But
they
are done and there are penalties of people's acts they have done. One day I told you, I was coming from Lunguja.
Lunguja. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And we lived in that place. People had children with big heads. Others had crushed in the middle. Others had eyes as if they had been written on the face. They are very small. Others have lips and they are crushed in the middle. Others were big with big heads and the legs are very small. I entered the car where they were and they were going to a place they get medicine from. When I entered, I wanted to feel pity for them.
And
the Spirit told, don't be merciful for them. Wait, I tell you, and see whether they will have mercy again on them.
I told him
that these people, I will not explain
it.
Wait 5 minutes only. They will show you who they are and why they reached on that. We men were smoking pipes. Women. And they spoke vulgar. And the one on this side is the one with the big head. They are abusing each other, firing at each other with words.
And
they try to tell them my
bangamba tuare ile bitundu byechama byo nane babingamba
kuchimucho all my private parts.
Nangambo dangamo kusasa ligo sanze wa
get again to be merciful every person you find.
Eranzo kusasira ko
tuare se be merciful
in the nege ndelezani wo kusasa.
I get to be careful who to have mercy over.
Ahab
one day had mercy over the one who was a man.
And the punishment
of that person was shifted to Ahab. That was tormenting God and persecuting
him.
Ahab went to welcome such an evil person.
He
told me, God
ahead,
have mercy against the people you find. Are you more merciful than me? You think I don't see them? I don't just show mercy anyhow.
I'm
very careful.
For
mercy is Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit himself. Let's stop the questions.
Zakaria 5 verse 7. Era labe talante yesasi yasutulibwa. Noyo ye mukazi ngatula munda wa Efa. Nayogera nti ono bwe bubi.
He said that though they are bringing that one, but she's going to be a very wicked person in the world. There are two angels held that basket.
The basket
within which they bring us, and we are very many of them. But they bring you on the world when they know you.
And
every nation they put you in there, a reason why they put you in there.
You would
have gotten out from the Americans. If they took you in the Americans, you would have gotten saved. Put you in a situation which will enable you to get saved.
Go on, there you know.
Who is Jesus?
We don't want to know Jesus.
We are just in the life.
We don't need anything. We have cars and skyscrapers. What are you talking about?
Yes, praise Jesus. That's what you would have been speaking.
Go
to Africa and you get saved after. The question you pass through will cause you to get saved. He put you there.
And
me, I enjoy to be put there. He showed me where they had gone to put me. They were going to put me somewhere in plan A.
We don't need Jesus. We have riches. My grandfather made an airplane. We have enough wisdom. Who is Jesus? You call wisdom. Who is him?
Yes, praise Jesus. In plan A, I thank you for
Uganda,
put me in plan B to bring me in Uganda, Africa. And it caused me to believe quick. Plan A and B and how they change you. Some of you are to be in China. Others
are
to be in India. That's why we look at your eyes are like of a Chinese. Let's finish here.
Zakaria 5
verse
8. Nayo geranti ono bwe bubi. Namusula wansi munda mu Efa. Nateko musinga gwesasi kukamwakayo. Aone nyimusa amaaso gange n'entunula era laba. Abakazi babiri ne bafuluma. Empewo nga ziri mu biwawaatiro byabwe.
Banabogera kuba malayika si bakazi.
Speak of angels, they are not women.
Wabula lwakuba bali banyirivu.
But because they look beautiful.
Bamalayika b'okuteesa.
The angels of counsel.
Abali mu kubikulesipuli
y'omukaaga. Revelation 6. Verse 5 to 6. Day of the scales. Of the seasons and times. Children of this year were brought last year. They are
taking
the world. If they are find you.
And you have
anyone you have met with. Don't tell them whether immorality they will put a spirit there. That's why if they are pleased, though you take pills, they put the spirit in there. They will wonder where the child passed. They blow off the pills off the system, body system.
You
of new generations be very careful. You're not willing to give birth, you'll see a child coming.
You lie to us.
You
watch
over my soul.
Yet
you steal the source.
Zachariah
5 verse 9.
Era balina ebiwawatiro ng'ebiwawatiro ebya kasida ne basitula efa mu bbanga ly'ensi n'eggulu ne ng'amba malayika yali ayogera nange nti abo efa bagitwala wa n'aŋŋamba nti okumuzimbira ennyumba mu nsi ya Sinaali
olaba gye baali bamututomu oyo gwe baalaga
mu
nsi ya Sinaali basooke bamuzimbira ennyumba ye gwe mubiri mu yalina
okubeera
kubanga okusina mu bakolisa ekisooka ekyokubiri
ttaanoeyitibwa
tentiyitibwaenyumba
yaffe
munnange batuzimbira bino bazimba bizimbe mu lubuto lwa
maamawo
naye ng'ebyomwoyo eri basobola okuba bakumanyi nekyogenda
okubeera
era sayizi ebeera yeeyo
kati
ku byabafu
abasobole bajjeemu
abatanabaweza myaka musanvu
bajjeemu
nebabali wakwabo wabula bano abaafiira mu adamu ne bagaana okwenenya bonna nga baali basusa emyaka musanvu okudda waggulu ne bagaana
okwenenya
bano be tujja okulaba ku sande eri era sampo yeeno
kwabo
Matayo essula ey'omunaana
Matayo essula ya munaana olunyiriri olwabiri mu olumu
Matthew 8, 21, 22.
Agambye omuyigirizwa we na omulala n'amugamba nti mukama wange sooka ondeke ŋŋende nziike kitange naye Yesu n'amugamba nti yita nange leka abafu baziike abafu baabwe
kakati abantu baafiira dda mu adamu abasinga
abatalina
bakuzaalibwa omulundi
gwera
babalibwa mu bafu kubanga bagibwako omubiri
gw'omugubaweebwa
omubiri gw'okufa era ku nsi batambula nga bafu okutuuka lwebanazaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri ne baweebwa omubiri okuva mu
ggulu
bava mu bafu abo kakati ku sande eri ejja tugenda kunyo
emibiri
omubiri gw'omugulu baagubajjaku
batera
bwe bajja babeera mu mubiri ki be bafu bwe twogerako
olw'okwemirira
ku musango
guno
yesu yeebazibwa bwetyo leero butukomyawo
olw'obudde today here because of time. God bless you so much. Starting from next Monday tomorrow, we are going to put a floor in this place. We are going to put a floor in this place.
Naye tujja kurizuminga programu zaffe zijja kudda
normal programs next week but one
mukama akuwa omukisa
webale
kujja
thank you for coming
gwe wenna anaabaaliwo
all you who will be around
osobola okujja ne tuzimbira wamu
you can come and we build together
bw'oba onaaba tolina byokola
if you don't have much things to do out there
gwayagala okutuliisa obuliisa nonga nja kufunayo emmere
to feed us you say we'll get food
ogitulekera ffe tujja girya nga tubikola
as we shall eat as we work
mukama akuwa omukisa
may God bless you.